Hello, darling. It's so good to see you again. Are you enjoying yourself at this erotic asylum? I'm so curious. Did they actually do all these things, Anna and I? Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you requested in your letter to this place? Did they really keep you bound and gagged at all times unless sedated? These 2 whole weeks? Yes? I guess your current situation is enough evidence of that. Still all brutally restrained. That leather looks sturdy, not to mention tight. Still silenced, and even made to kneel on the floor now. But did they actually torture you? Verbally? And physically? Yes? Oh, that must have been painful. But there's no way they truly teased and denied you, too. Only unlocking your poor cock to be edged and never letting you come? Oh, they actually did that? And didn't let you orgasm? Not even once? Well, that is what we requested, after all. But now that I see you again, I have to admit that this is indeed cruel. Maybe too cruel. Asking them to sedate you whenever you're ungagged. Even requesting a smaller chastity cage. To be honest, I was initially opposed to most of this. It's just that Anna managed to convince me. Darling, the reason I came here again is to tell you something. And to make you an offer. You know, during those last 2 weeks, I thought things over. And I realized I just might have gone a bit overboard with all this. By now, you've certainly learned your lesson. Why keep you here forever? I was just so hurt to find out you tried to cheat on me. I got emotional and overreacted. We women are like that sometimes, you know? While I was away, I couldn't help thinking about you, my dear, sweet ex-fiancé. I had no idea how much I'd miss fucking you, how much I'd miss your cock. I only realized it once I was separated from you. I've come to regret the decision to lock you up in here. Can you forgive me? How about I tell you the safe word and instruct the staff to ungag you later? You'll be able to say that word and leave this place. You can get out of all these restraints and that mean chastity cage. Much better than staying locked up here forever, isn't it? I'll forget that you betrayed me, and you'll eventually forget about what you had to endure in here. And we can start all over again. Rebuild our relationship. And considering how you spent these last 2 weeks, I bet you're more than eager by now to fuck me again. Just strip me and bend me over and pound me hard and good as much as you want. Have your revenge for what I did to you. Just release all that pent-up cum from the last 2 weeks inside me. Make me your submissive, needy, and dirty girl again. Would you like that? I'll take that as a yes. Okay, then. I've come to my senses. The safe word is... You can come in now, Anna.
Oh, I knew he'd fall for that. Hello there, prick. Happy to see me.
What's with your manners, ex-fiancé? Say hello to Anna.
Oh, I bet there's a lot he'd like to say right now. What were his favourite terms for me again? Obnoxious bitch. Feminist cunt. Look at how he's fuming. Oh, delicious.
You know, there has actually been a moment of me considering to get you out of this. But Anna convinced me otherwise. She made some very persuasive arguments.
Always happy to help. Let's have a look at you. Oh, you didn't exaggerate, Beth. They did a very solid job living up to that letter we wrote. Nicely restrained. Gagged. And cock-locked. Good. It does, however, seem to me like there are some improvements that could yet be made. But more on that later. For now, I bought the tools we asked the staff about.
Oh, my.
Look. What would you like to start with, baby?
How about these nipple clamps?
Yes. One for each of us.
Perfect.
Oh, see, you can screw them tighter. Like this.
Damn, that must be quite unpleasant.
And that's just the start. Look at these other tools, prick. There's even worse to come.
Now that we're all comfortable and settled in, let's have a little chat. We already cleared up how you spent these last 2 weeks. Would you like to know what Anna and I did in the meantime? After having taken you down, the two of us felt so good.
Oh, so good.
So good. So just as planned, we went on vacation to celebrate my new life without you. I have some photos on my phone. Would you like to see them? What's the matter, darling? You'll have to articulate yourself more clearly. How are we supposed to know what those grunts and struggles mean? Oh, we'll just take it as you wanted to see the photos. Which one should we start with, Anna?
Choices, choices. How about that one? Yes, show that to him first.
Oh, good idea. Darling, here, we made this before our departure. Look where we are. That's right, in front of the bank. About to withdraw some of your money for our vacation. Your credit cards, your assets, all mine now. We even found out about the secret bank account you kept hidden from me.
I had a certain suspicion in that regard.
Isn't she clever?
Oh.
Here, this is when we're about to depart on our vacation. See, it's Anna's car. Yours we're going to sell. And here are some impressions of the road trip. Look, here we are first arriving at the beach. It's beautiful, isn't it? And here...
Wait a second, Beth. Before we get to that, let's bring the next tool into play. See this prick? This is a vice that can be screwed onto your balls. The staff told me that they hadn't used this on you yet. I'll talk to them later and tell them to take the cock and ball torture part of the letter a lot more seriously.
Don't you think that... I mean, I want to punish him as well. But don't you think this is just a little bit too mean? Don't get your hopes up, darling. This isn't what I'm thinking right now. Not anymore. As I mentioned earlier, these were the kinds of doubts I had while Anna and I were writing the letter. And even though she made a lot of good points, as per usual, there was one that really stood out.
I told her how you tried to hit on me, prick. After you and her had only been together for a couple of weeks. I told her how you thought I was only such a, quote, stuck-up feminist cunt, unquote, because I needed a good, proper fucking. Oh, I've gotten plenty of good fuckings in my life, sweetheart. They just happen to be with real men, and not cheating little fuckwits like you. I told her about the utterly humiliating rejection I gave you, and your resulting tantrum. Every last detail. About how you threatened to claim it was me who came on to you, if I were ever to tell her.
Of course, at this point, I had zero trouble believing Anna, considering you had cheated on me already. I finally understood how you two had gone from disliking to outright hating each other. You know, I think that was the moment when I realized that Anna had always been right about you and about everything.
And you see, now he'd be trying to talk himself out of things again.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I told you how important it is to keep him gagged, even when we visit him. The man shuts up and listens for once, while the women talk. Refreshing, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is refreshing.
Now back to that vice. Do you want to do the honors, Beth?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Yes. You buckle it there, I think. Yes, that's right, like that.
What's the matter, X? Not enjoying yourself?
Oh, why don't you screw it a bit tighter?
Oh, is that uncomfortable? Since your balls will never be emptied again, you should be glad they receive at least some sort of attention.
You know why I wanted his nuts to be in pain for the next pictures, don't you, Beth?
I can imagine. Look, look, darling. Here's a picture of Anna and me arriving at the beach, still wearing shirts. In the next one, oh, careful your eyes don't fall out, darling. I taped them shut, but I want you to see this. Yes, that's us in bikinis. After 2 weeks of frustration and denial, this must be quite the sight for you. And here we are, striking some sexy poses. Not too indecent, of course. We were in public.
Of course not.
But still, we posted all of these on Instagram. We got lots of people sliding into our DMs, didn't we, Anna?
You wouldn't believe.
Take a good look now, darling. You won't be seeing much of this on your Instagram feed. We know the only feed you have is the tube attached to your gag.
Oh, that was a good one. Apropos Instagram.
By now, the two of us went through your phone and your computer. Oh, yeah, so we found Anna's Instagram account in your browser history.
The thought of you looking at my pictures and probably jerking off to them. Ugh, it makes me puke a little bit in my mouth, you duplicitous piece of shit.
But those pictures we took are so much more revealing than anything you or I had posted on our accounts before. There are probably quite a few guys out there who are using them as fapping material.
Oh, definitely.
But you won't be one of them, will you, ex-fiancé? Now, here, Anna and I are together in our sexy bikinis.
So cute.
Isn't that what you always dreamed about? Oh, I bet you'd love to grab your cock and give it some good strokes right now.
Hmm? Oh, no. Is that mean arm binder keeping you in check? Oh, get used to it. You, prick, will never get to jerk off again. The only reason your cock will be touched will be for teasing, edging, and torture purposes. No matter how much you rage and fume and groan and grunt, your balls will stay blue forever. You will just keep drowning in never-ending sexual frustration. What a delicious thought. I'm not exactly a loss for the women of this world, anyways.
At least of all for us. Now, look, some more pictures. I think this one is my favourite.
Mine too. You look so playfully luscious in this one.
Look who's talking.
Oh, you. I only showed this one to him for a second.
Peek and gone.
Peek and gone.
But all the men on Instagram get to see this for as long as they want.
Oh, they do, all of them. But not you. All you will be able to do is think about us. You will dream about us. But you will never, ever, ever lay a hand on either of us. Never again in Beth's case. Never to begin with in mine. Oh, should we continue with the photos, Beth?
Sure, sure. Darling, look. This is us back at the cottage we rented. After going to the beach, we went to relax a bit. Do you remember, Anna?
He definitely won't get to see these next pictures at all. Oh, look at the expression in his eyes. He thinks he's entitled to get a look at those photos. He thinks we are the ones who should obey his desires. I told you.
You're right. You know, while he and I were still together, I was always torn between the two of you, knowing you despised each other. It was sometimes difficult for me. Remember, he wanted blowjobs every Friday night. And you told me... Yeah, every Friday night. But you told me not everything should be about what he wants. Remember when you wanted to tie me up? And you explain that it can be problematic when a man dominates a woman. And every time I told you about some sexual fantasy he had, you made me take a step towards putting my own desires first. And he just really hated the influence you had on me.
I bet he did.
And by now, of course, I couldn't be more grateful for your input on for everything. Everything. And you're so clear. I should have fully trusted you from the start.
I couldn't be happier to hear that. Look at how desperately that prick is trying to shout at us.
Well, he clearly deserves some punishment for that.
Punishment? Did you say punishment? Oh, I think some more of that can be arranged.
Well, what other tools do we have? I think this one administers electroshocks, right?
And rather painful ones at that.
I think I know right where to put these clamps. Especially since we've already established that this erotic asylum has been slacking on the cock and ball torture.
Preach, Beth.
So, one clamp on the ball sack.
Yes.
The other on the chastity cage.
Yes!
Since it's made of metal, it should transfer the shock right to his poor, cramped-up cock. This whole thing was your idea, Anna, so do you want to press the button first?
Oh, with pleasure.
Oh my, that must sting. Look at him writhe in his restraints.
Oh, let's tighten the clamps on his nipples and the vice on his balls a bit.
Good idea.
And now for another one. Oh, you want to try it as well, Beth?
Oh, yes, please. This is fun. But back to the pictures.
Right.
Darling, look, here we're just relaxing a bit. I'm making some dinner, and Anna's sitting there going over the finances. She's figuring out how we can make the most money from selling everything you owned once you're declared dead, you know, stuff like that. We do have to be careful until then, but I can't wait to sell our house and move in with Anna.
What?
Oh, you're wondering what I mean by that?
Well, I think this seems like a good moment to break the news. Let's add to the shocks. A shock of a different kind.
As we started our vacation after having taken care of you, I was understandably eager to reclaim my freedom. In other words, I was looking for another man to fuck. And there were quite a few interested ones. Then again, that shouldn't surprise you. You saw the photos. Anna was very encouraging, but as we were looking for a good, proper man for myself, and maybe one for her, well, we found something much better.
We did, didn't we, darling?
Let me kiss you.
Oh, yes.
You have the most delicious neck.
Oh, it makes me tingle.
That's right. Anna and I are dating now. Perhaps we came closer because we spent so much time together. First, planning your fate, and then on vacation. Or perhaps there's always been something between us, and you were just in the way.
That's my hypothesis. Come here, baby.
Oh, sweetheart. You shouldn't look so surprised, ex-fiancé. You knew I had a certain curiosity in that regard. And Anna always liked girls.
Remember what he did when he first found out about that?
Yeah, I do. He immediately hinted at a threesome. And back then, I didn't even know that was after you had previously rejected him. To think that I hadn't been too opposed to the idea at first. But you weren't having any of it. I remember you gave him a nice, fierce lecture about his lack of respect for women. And then he ranted about you for weeks afterwards, even though you shut him down so good.
I sure did.
You rock, Anna.
Oh, baby. Oh, you always taste. Oh, yes.
Oh. You like that, huh? Watching the two of us kiss and touch each other right in front of your eyes, showing you what it is you're never going to get again. In case you're, and I bet you are wondering, it's so good with Anna. I love exploring her body each time anew. And she is phenomenal with her tongue. I have to say, honestly, sex with her is so much better than it ever was with you.
Oh, does that hurt his fragile male ego? You're an amazing lover too, baby. You're far too good for that stupid, pathetic specimen. I always told you that.
And you were always right. I see that now. Yes. It's so interesting how everything you used to tell me has come to its ultimate conclusion. You told me I shouldn't listen to his deceitful drivel. And now I'll never hear a word from him again. And you told me he's not entitled to sex with me. And that it's not my problem that he has to go to bed with blue balls. And now he'll have blue balls for the rest of his life. You told me I'd be better off without him.
And you certainly are. Come on.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break. Go to the bathroom. Now, don't start talking about all the improvements you mentioned before I get back.
No worries, baby. Well then, fuckhead. Just the two of us now. All because of your own stupidity. Oh, thank you very much for being such a horny jerk in the first place. It made things so much easier. But I wouldn't want to undersell my contribution either. By the way, you found the advertisement for this asylum in your mail at work, didn't you? Who do you think put it there? Yes, that's it. Keep raging behind that gag. Don't worry that I can't understand you. I can imagine what you're trying to say anyways. Obnoxious bitch. Feminist cunt. Well, guess what, dickhead? I've outsmarted you. Outplayed you. And taken you down for good. And I will never hear another insult from you again. Can you imagine what your life would be like right now if it wasn't for me? You'd come home to your beautiful fiancé, a submissive woman who knows her place just as well as she knows how to greet you with a nice blowjob. Oh, only a warm-up for the proper fucking you'll get to give her later that evening, of course. Close your eyes and imagine. She's open to all of your sexual fantasies, willing to explore all your desires. Your wishes always coming first. And yet, on the side, you can still fuck other chicks or even indulge in erotic adventures such as the one you attempted. Should she ever find out, you'd likely be able to mansplain your way out of it. Your life would be comfortable. So comfortable. It would be full of sex and pleasure. Oh, it would be heaven for you. A faithful woman. A cheating man. But sadly, unfortunately for you, your fiancé's best friend just had to be a pesky feminist who saw through your bullshit from day one. Would you look at what your life has become as a result? Every time she might have some doubt again. Some spark trying to remind her that she once might have somehow felt something for you. Every time that happens, I will be there to extinguish it. Oh, then again, it's not like she needs much convincing anymore. And since we're dating now, oh, I have so much time to influence her. You will stay here for the rest of your life. You think you're frustrated now? Just wait until it's been a month. A year. A decade. Oh, God, no. You will know nothing but frustration, pain, rage, and despair. Oh, I'll make sure of that. Oh, yes, that furious glare is hilarious. Oh, it gives me life. Just know how much joy it gives me to be the one who ruined all the fun for you. Let's tighten the clamps and the vice some more. And...
Hey, you two.
Oh, hey, Bev.
Was that enough of that alone time with him you asked me for earlier?
Oh, plenty. Thank you, darling.
Now, what about those improvements you mentioned? I'm just dying to find out.
Well, there's a couple of things. For one, the gag. While this one's solid, there is room for improvement. Do you see how his chin is still moving a bit as he impotently tries to talk back this entire time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's still too much freedom. The gag could fill his mouth even better. I think the straps could be reinforced.
I thought the gag was already as effective as it gets. But I see your point.
And secondly, the chastity cage. I mean, we wrote that they should pick one as small as possible. And I have doubts that's already the case.
I remember the usual size of his dick, and this cage is smaller. I mean, he'd only fit in there with shrinkage already. I don't see how a smaller cage could even work.
Oh, you'd be surprised what's possible. With ice and numbing gel. I'll talk to the staff about it later. And then there's this entire room itself. I mean, the colour is what one would expect from an asylum. But considering he's going to be spending the rest of his life in this institution, I think we could adjust it to be more of a fit for him specifically.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, didn't you once tell me? He hates pink.
Oh, yes. Whenever I bought anything pink for the house, he had a fit. I mean, not like he's having right now. But you should have heard him go on and on about those pink velvet love seats I bought from Anthropology.
Oh, I love those.
I know, right?
Exactly. Oh, it's settled then. A room entirely in the most stark, girly pink. How does that sound?
Delightful.
The colour of his restraints. His new smaller cage, of course. I think they could all be adjusted accordingly.
Oh, colour coordinated.
Exactly.
Matchy matchy. Oh, Anna, you're such a devil.
Oh, my angel.
I know, you're my angel. Oh.
Then finally there are the torture methods. While we did come up with a decent selection in the letter, I can't help but feel there's some other things that could be a nice contribution towards making the rest of his days a nightmare. Whipping, caning, butt plugs, feed him Viagra while he's locked up. So much more. Oh, but we'll have plenty of time to think about all of that in detail, won't we, baby?
Well, he's certainly not going anywhere.
Exactly. What do you say? One final button press for each of us.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. So, are we about ready to leave then?
Yes. I think for a first-time visit, this will do. Let's go talk to the staff and give them our instructions. And once we're home,
Oh, dear. You do know how to get me excited. Bye-bye, darling. Keep enjoying your time here.
Ta-da, prick.
What a wonderful visit, wasn't that? It
was just the shock.
It's just like, I think I'm back in.